This is American Roots. Many people know Alison Krauss as the popular bluegrass vocalist. Others recall her voice as a siren, singing a haunting lullaby from African American tradition with Emmylou Harris and Gillian Welch in the film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Go to sleep, little baby.
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 You and me and the devil makes three. Don't need no other loving, baby.
Long before that movie came out in 2000, Alison Krauss was playing a Texas longbow fiddle style as a youth in Illinois. Here's a live recording from Masters of the Folk Violin, a 1989 tour produced by the late Joe Wilson that featured her at age 17 on Soppin' the Gravy.
Thank you. say no.
All your poison love has stained the lifeblood in my heart and soul, dear. And I know my life will never be the same. While my pleadings have all been in vain for you and you alone, dear. And you know that you are guilty of this shame.
Alison Krauss updating the old Johnny and Jack bluegrass hit Poison Love, her version in the Nashville Countrypolitan style on her recent recording Windy City. We'll follow Alison Krauss's musical journey from young fiddler to bluegrass and Nashville country. Here's a bit of Windy City Rag in 1989. Alison Krauss grew up in Champaign, Illinois. She began competing in fiddle contests when she was just 8 years old. At 14, Alison recorded an album of traditional tunes with her brother Vic on bass. She joined up with the band Union Station, formed by childhood friend songwriter John Pennell. Over the past two decades, Krauss has won 27 Grammys, more than any other living musician. I asked Alison about her early life in Illinois and introduction to music.
I think where you grow up and the atmosphere and the land has a lot to do with the kind of music you end up being drawn to. For me, you know, when we were growing up, there was a lot of time to daydream in the car, and we drove a lot of places. So we saw a lot of the, you know, the highway. And, you know, I did a lot of daydreaming about what I listened, you know, when I was listening to music. I think it's really, really valuable time.
What music were you actually listening to? Was it on the car radio, or where were you hearing?
Yeah, we had car radio stuff, but, you know, once I got into fiddle music, I listened to a lot of bluegrass.
Well, what is it that leads you really to turn to the fiddle? I guess you had had some classical training on violin, but you turned to the fiddle and really become a very strong performer, a competitive performer. I mean, what is it in you that then applies your love of what you're hearing and seeing that gets you to take that step?
My mother's a painter who was also, you know, I always say repelled by normalcy. That's how I would describe her. And my dad didn't have a lot of time with any kind of the arts, and they wanted to make sure that if Vic and I had any kind of ability, they were going to find it.
Your brother Vic,
you know, yeah, and so we were in all kinds of sports classes. We dance, art classes, and one of the things that we did was we needed to take an instrument for 5 years. So Vic started on the piano, and then, you know, 2 years later, I started on the violin. We got a book and bought a record, a Richard Green album on Rounder, and had J.D. Crowe on it. It was called Duets. And I listened to that and loved that and started going to these contests. I don't think because I was a naturally competitive person, but I would get very inspired. You know, you hear somebody that you loved and how they played, and you'd want to get better.
You haven't generally been known writing your own songs, but you have made incredible performances of other writers that you obviously admire a great deal.
Well, I didn't ever really sing traditional bluegrass tunes. I sang, you know, John stuff and Nelson stuff.
This is John Pennell you're speaking of.
John Pennell, who I grew up with. But, you know, everything had to be true for me. In that process of watching somebody work like that, You know, John would be halfway through a song and he'd go, well, I'll sing this.
I don't need a perfect lover to hold me in the rain. Someone to ease my pain when I feel blue.
You know, I'd sing a song halfway finished, and then, you know, then he'd finish it or whatever. You know, like, I knew not to get in the way of it. I find it sacred. You know, it's a really sacred thing to even be allowed in.
Over the years, you've taken a lot of interesting leaps, and I guess just getting involved with Nashville. In Nashville, you become known probably more to many people as a singer rather than a fiddle player. Tell me about going into the world of Nashville and all of its variations that you could try.
Well, I guess I moved here. I was 19. But as far as getting here, I mean, just about everybody from back home is here now.
It's the Mecca.
Everybody's here. But, you know, you it's a small town at the same time as being huge. You know, you meet a lot of great people. And to be in a place where you have so many like-minded people, you know, when everybody kind of speaks the same language and loves the same stuff, it's a really nice place to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not the odd men out where you've got to hide your belt buckle all the time.
Baby, now that I found you, I won't let you go. I built my world around you. I need you so. Baby, even though you don't need me, you don't need me, no, no.
As far as doing things that are not normalcy, you did a recording and project with Robert Plant.
Yes, and that was a blast. He's a incredibly generous, kind, and funny person, very inspired, and that was a great time. I wouldn't trade that for anything. He was a real joy to be around. There's people that you meet that you think that person, you see why they've had the mark on history that they have.
Some sunny day, baby, when everything seems okay, baby, you wake up and find that you're alone. Because I'll be gone.
I want to ask you one other person in your musical careers. Jerry Douglas plays dobro and a variety of other instruments. It seems like you and he have a great rapport in your sound. Can you say something about Jerry Douglas?
Yeah. His personality, and I'll say it about all the guys in the band, you know, they all have huge personalities. And that doesn't mean that somebody's loud. Uh-huh. It just means opinionated and eccentric. And, you know, they dig their heels in not only their way of life, but, you know, that's going to show up in how you play. They are extremely unique in their style that each of them play. And they have a personality to go with that. And I think that adds to why this is a special ensemble is because of those strong personalities. You know, there's always such a romance and contrast between people.
But it's not hard for you to deal with all these diverse, intense personalities?
No, I appreciate them and adore them. I mean, we've been together a long time, Barry and I. This will be 28 years this year. And, you know, even though we all sit at the same table, I'm not going to reach on their plate. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, now you have a recent recording that some people, I guess, would call countrypolitan, hard country, honky-tonk country. Great songs on here. This Windy City song is the story of somebody from a small Midwest town going into the Mecca of Chicago. Beautiful tune. I love Windy City.
I love that, too. That one's special to me. The Cox family, who I've been close to for decades, that's one of the first songs I ever heard them sing together. And so that's special to me there. And I also like that story, Windy City, because it personifies the city as being the evil one.
Right.
You know, that's what... evil.
Windy City, you're holding my baby with your right.
Still love recording and performing live. I mean, you've been out on the road all these years with playing the fiddle contest as a kid and touring with the band. And I mean, you still love getting on the highway and making music on the road.
I do. And, you know, I love playing with the guys. And, you know, it's a whole different thing than recording in the studio. You know, it's like you do the time and then you can commit the crime.
Well, Allison, we'll look forward to seeing you and hearing you down the road. And thanks for visiting with me here on American Roots.
Thanks, Nick.
Allison Krauss, Windy City, the title track of her recent recording of the same name, produced by Buddy Cannon. Thanks, Allison. We'll be back with music from Sleepy LaBeef, Bob Wills, and the late Chuck Berry when American Roots returns.